views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come? Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton. With me this evening is the amazing Countess Starella. Good evening, Countess.
Good evening, John, and fellow time travelers.
I'm sure you're on something.
Just plain old coffee.
Yeah, I want some of that coffee, folks. Yeah. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. It's Psychic World, John G. Sutton, Countess Starella. The show's all about you. It's all about your dreams, your hopes, your aspirations, your loves, and life itself. So if you would like to call in this evening and speak to the amazing Countess Starella or myself, John G. Sutton, then please do call in. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819, and we will be delighted to take your calls. We have callers lined up at the moment, and please, we will get to you in the next quarter, because first of all, we're going to talk about our very special subject this evening, which is peak experiences. And peak experiences, what are peak experiences? Well, the psychologist Abraham Maslow talked about peak experiences as involving a heightened sense of wonder and awe. Because most of us go through our lives, I personally believe, on a form of automatic pilot. You know, where we are not paying attention to what's happening around us in the day. But a peak experience may be something like waking up on Christmas Day morning when you're a child, and the excitement of opening your presents, or the anticipation of that would bring about a peak experience, so you have a heightened perception of what is happening. Well, I don't know about you, Countess, but whenever I've been going on holiday to a foreign country or a foreign land, it always seems that I pay greater attention, because it's something absolutely new. It isn't mundane, it isn't every day. I'm not on automatic pilot. I'm wide awake, I'm looking around me, and I'm enjoying it. It's a kind of a peak experience. What do you think?
I totally agree. It's one of the reasons I love traveling, and also anything that's a bit outside of our ordinary world. For me, swimming with dolphins, skydiving, paraplaning, these things pull you out of, you know, like you said, out of your sleepy time into, oh my goodness, I am alive.
Well, that's the idea. I mean, if you go through life without actually paying attention, the time will pass, and suddenly you're at a point where peak experiences become less and less, because what you've got to do is to self-actualize. You've actually got to pay attention and do something completely different. I mean, people may have a peak experience watching a sport. I remember one of my most important and life-changing peak experiences was, believe it or not, watching an actor called Alan Bedell play the part of Richard III in Shakespeare's play. And I was absolutely transfixed by this. I had never seen a professional production of Shakespeare in my life. And I was 25 years old, and Alan Bedell came onto the stage in London, and he opened it up with, "Now is the winter of our discontent." And I was transfixed all the way through. It completely and utterly changed my life. I was absolutely shocked by the power of this and the magnificence of the words. You've seen many incredible artists. Did you find any peak experiences while watching them?
Yes, I would say almost all of them, because this magic, this charisma that they have, it is overwhelming. It is hypnotic, and you remember the details of it your entire life. Yes, coming to my mind, live performance of the Beatles, the Doors, Queen, Janis Joplin, just a few of them, Jimi Hendrix, these amazing entities. And then, of course, the crowd is sweeping its energy over the performers as well. So both theatrical and musical, and I'm a classic film historian too, and we have a sort of escape into these other worlds through these venues. And I find it exhilarating and fascinating.
Yeah, certain films do project me out of myself, and you become almost a part of that. And as an evidence of that, you are going through a peak experience. Time seems to just pass so quickly. One minute, then the time has gone. It's as if, why is this happening? They call it the flow, don't they? As if time just flows by so swiftly. Aspects of a peak experience, and ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to that, you will have had peak experiences in your life. They lead to an increased understanding in personal awareness. Yeah, you will feel positive and your emotions are heightened. Yeah, and there is a sense very often, as I said, of losing track of time. Certain films can do that to me. I remember watching Richard Gere in Chicago. I was transfixed with that film. It's just an amazing experience. I absolutely loved it. Now, I know people who hated it. They couldn't bear it. My wife didn't like it. But I was transfixed by that.
I saw it. It was interesting. Let me name a few films that I think fit into this great category. The Red Shoes with Maura Shearer, a wonderful one, a ballet film, but fascinating, very in-depth study of human emotion. Wuthering Heights, of course, Merle Oberon and Laurence Olivier. That Hamilton woman with Vivian Leigh playing the real mistress of Horatio Nelson. Some of these movies are really, really inspiring. Brigadoon, loved it. Another good one.
Brigadoon, yeah, I love Brigadoon. When they walk down into the village and they're dancing around, and it only appears every 100 years. It was a marvelous film, but a strange film that managed to trigger a peak experiences for me was Dennis Hopper in Blue Velvet. That character that he played, Frank, extremely strange, a very dangerous character. Of course, I've worked in the prisons in Britain for a number of years. I worked in the prisons, and characters like Frank, they do exist. And for a brief moment during watching Blue Velvet with Dennis Hopper, go watch it, folks, it's an incredible film. David Lynch, Blue Velvet, it really did take me completely out of myself, and I was there listening to him, "Hello, neighbor, do I come for a ride?" Yeah, what a crazy character. You've seen the film, have you?
Yeah, I found it very heavy.
It is very heavy. I suppose it depends on your point of view. As I say, different aspects. Poetry can actually give you a peak experience. And I do find that William Wordsworth's work, especially if you read it in the Lake District, where I spend a great deal of my time, that can take you absolutely out of yourself. And time just flies by. Absolutely. Yeah. It's as if, you know, one minute you're there and next minute you're somewhere else. But do you recall peak experiences from your childhood?
Oh, my goodness. Hundreds. One of my favorites is being so unaware of any time or space, where my sister and I are floating out to sea on rafts, and I hear my grandmother screaming, "Oh my God, rescue, rescue," oblivious to the fact that we were over a mile from shore.
You'd gone out a mile from shore.
God, floated out, having too much fun.
Yeah.
Had to be rescued.
Well, that would be a peak experience. It would be a frightening experience, but you'll never forget it. You never forget peak experiences. They concentrate your mind. They make you aware that you're alive. And when my grandson was with me, forever climbing trees, and he was staying with me in the Lake District, he woke one morning and said, what have you been doing? He said, oh, I've been dreaming of a big fat tree. And we sat down and we wrote a little poem and a song about this. And my friend in Columbus, Ohio, Lois J. Bereen, and a colleague, Jack Wills, put this song to music for me and turned it into a very beautiful song about the peak experience and the dream of my grandson, Aaron, and it's called Big Fat Tree.
Flowers, birds in the sky,
children laughing to a lullaby.
There was peace at last for you and me at the top
of the big fat tree.
Sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The Heart Center invites you to join the conversation with Ascended Masters Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, El Moria, and Afra. One Wednesday each month, enjoy their soul-nourishing messages. Ask them your questions and share what is on your heart. The Masters Speak series happens all through 2014. Moria shares on Wednesday, May 21st, and Mother Mary, June 11th at 7 p.m. Mountain. Details at davidclewisclass.org.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me is Countess Damela. Countess, how can people contact you?
They may find me at countessdarella.com or on the wonderful world of Orenum.
Orenum, yes, that's where you have a nice little chat room. People can pop in, see the Countess resplendent in feathers and a hooly-hooly skirt and all the rest of it. Yeah, well, the talking parrot, or is it a phoenix, or something stuck on your shoulder, and the guitar, of course, because you do sing there, don't you?
I entertain them to the nth degree. Never a dull moment in that chat room.
That's right, folks. Go and have a look at Countess Starbella on Arainham.com. Or you can see me, John G, Psychic John G. I'm there as well on Arainham.com. Or have a look at my website, psychicworld.net. That's psychicworld.net, if you didn't hear me. And we can we speak to Tanya, please?
Yes, I am here.
Tanya, thank you very much for calling in this evening. You're in Florida. It's been very hot in Florida, has it?
Yes, it has, and it's so good to speak with you again.
Well, it's very nice of you to call in, Tanya. There are a number of questions that are in your life, yeah? And one of them concerns a gentleman. Tell me I'm right.
Yes, you are.
Right, okay.
You know you are. You're always right when it comes to me.
Well, let's hope so, yeah, Tanya, because it's important that we do get this right, because that's what I do for a living. And I want to tell you that this man, has he mentioned anything about a boat to you?
Yes, he has. He purchased one, but he hasn't invited me out on it yet.
But he has mentioned a boat, yeah? And he has got a boat,
yeah.
And he will take you out on this boat, yeah? I don't think it's a massive boat, but it's going to be you and this man on the boat, and he is very romantically inclined. Tell me that. Is he a marvellous lover, this man?
Yes. Very much so. You're making me blush right now.
Do you know what I mean by saying he's a marvellous lover? This man has got, let's put it frankly, staying power. Does that make some sense to you?
Oh, yes.
Johnny, don't be indelicate.
Yeah. Well, come on now, it's that time of night. It's not my fault, is it? It's what I'm getting through here, yeah? Tanya, I'm right about this, yeah? This man is a very arduous lover, and he has got great affection for you. But to a certain extent, he likes to, not saying he's tormenting you, but it's a way he likes to tempt you, and he has produced some situations in the immediate past that have caused you concern. Tell me I'm right.
Yes, you are. Very much so.
But, Tanya, I think that this is more of a case of he's doing it for effect more than he's actually trying to step in another direction. Have you seen him with another woman?
Yes.
Right, because he's not serious about that, let me tell you, yeah? But I also feel there's a great deal of change around this man. Has he asked you to help him redesign his location, his living space?
He hasn't point blank asked me, but we were actually talking about that today earlier.
Right, because I feel that he's in a different location, he's a different living space. It looks like a complete tip as I'm looking at it. He needs you in there to help him sort all this out, and there's going to be, let's say, a redesigning of the interior. And I think that you've got a very good eye for colour. Would you say that's right, Tanya?
Yes. I love stuff like that.
Well, he's going to ask you to help him. Would you have a quick word with my friend, the amazing Countess?
Hello, absolutely. How are you doing?
Wonderful. What do you ideally want from this man that he is holding back on? Is it more time, more attention, more grounding
commitment
with him?
Yeah, more commitment from him.
He seems like he's darting all over the place, taking care of his great priorities. But you are in his heart, and if you have the stamina and patience to see it through, good things lie ahead. But it's partly a waiting game with him. Are you okay with waiting?
Yes, I am. I've waited this long. I can wait longer.
As long as you realize that what you have now is pretty wonderful, even though it may not be perfectly aligned, it still has merit and a lot of beautiful moments. So I would make the most of my time with him and look forward to the future. John?
Absolutely. Don't push this man. He is going to make the moves in his own sweet time. That's the way he usually operates. But in the meantime, help him to... Has he just moved?
Yes, he just moved on Monday.
Give me a break here, because you're gonna help him redesign it. And as you're doing that, there's going to be many absolutely wonderful, intimate moments, because, as I said earlier, this man is he's a lover man. You're going to enjoy that, Tanya. It takes a little bit of time, but you will get where you're going with him. There is a trip on this boat. I can see you both. Does he take it on the sea?
Yes, because we live right on the coast.
Right, because I can see this going on the sea more than on a lake. But you will enjoy that, Tanya. You're going to have some fun with this man. Don't get too wound up if you see him talking to other ladies. He's an attractive man. There's something about this man that just reminds me of a young Marlon Brando. Why is that?
I don't know, but
has he been using a motorbike?
Yes, he does. He has a motorcycle.
Ah, that's it. I could just see a young Marlon Brando as he was in The Wild One.
Yeah, he was just on it today.
Well, there you go, Tanya. Enjoy that, Tanya. You've got a wonderful man there, some wonderful fun. We'll speak soon. Thank you, Tanya.
Okay, thank you, John.
Thank you very much, Tanya, for calling in. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to call in this evening and speak to myself, John G. Sutton, or the amazing Countess Starella, the number to ring is 1-800-930-2819. Or you can catch Countess Starella on Arenum.com, and you can find me there as well. That's Psychic John G. on Arenum.com. Or you can see me on my website, which is psychicworld.net. Countess, would you like to take the next call, please?
Certainly. Have we got Michelle with us tonight?
Yes, we do. Hello, Countess.
Hello, beautiful. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
Wonderful. How can we help you? How can we make life better?
Well, you guys have predicted that a gentleman would come back into my life. He has. Most of the time it's good. I would say it's just we're, you know, not as close or, well, you know, in a certain way that I thought we would be by now.
All relationships, Michelle, go through a kind of evolution and transformation. And often things are not quite as we would imagine them to be, but in their present incarnation, as in yours, there is always something remarkable, beautiful, to be cherished and loved. And if you can keep the expectations in a sort of boundary where you say, this is what he's capable of giving now, let me see if I can live with it, if it's enough for me to be happy and content. Because to him, he's doing his part. Have you said anything to him about needing something a bit different or a bit more to your standard?
Yes, I have.
Is he willing to discuss these things?
Well, we have been discussing them.
John, what do you think here?
I think that this man has been through a very difficult period. I think that I'm being told here that he's been misled and that his confidence has been shattered. Would you agree, Michelle?
Yes.
And you're putting him back together. Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall, but you can put him back. That's right, isn't it?
Yes.
Right, but you're an intelligent, articulate, almost academic lady, and you are going through a further course of studies. Have you just signed on for another course?
I'm halfway through a course right now, as a matter of fact, and as one of the predictions you did make was that I was going to be doing well, and it's about time, because I wasn't doing so well, but I'm doing much better now.
you've switched on. Yeah, Michelle, you've switched on. You've allowed yourself to believe that you can succeed. If in the past I've been able to assist by pointing you in that right direction, then I'm highly delighted. But I do feel that this course is not the be-all and end-all of it. There is going to be more to that ahead. In fact, I honestly do feel that you're going to be doing something with psychology. A peak experience for you was when your man came back. He's your husband, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He'd been away on taking a wrong path, did he not?
Yes, he did.
And did you not find that the day that he came back that everything seemed to be in very bright colours and that the world seemed a wonderful place and it had all happened at long last and now you were going to get it back? It's the come down from that, you see.
Okay.
But he is with you, and I feel that he has lost a little bit of his personal belief. You've got to rebuild that. Is he getting a new job, this man?
He has been looking, yes.
Because he's going to find another job, and that will build his confidence up. You see, I know that some people, when they lose the work and they've made a big mistake in life, they blame themselves. Don't let him blame himself. It's life. He's been living it. And he's back with you now. Build his confidence up. This is your man. As I said, you're putting him back together again. Take him forward. He is going to actually succeed with this. And you are going to find that you have the husband that you first married, and it will be a wonderful experience for you both then. I also feel that there is going to be a holiday that you take together, and that will be another bonding situation. I'm not sure that you've decided on where you want to go yet, but you will certainly go somewhere wonderful and experience the pleasure of being in each other's arms, because it's the physical side of this relationship that isn't working at the moment. Tell me I'm right.
Yes, you are right.
Well, you're absolutely going to get through this perfectly well. You two together will become one again. And, Michelle, thank you very much for calling in this evening. I hope my words have been some help. If you want to speak to me direct, psychicworld.net is the right place to really get me, or aranum.com. Thank you very much, Michelle, for calling in.
Thank you very much, John. You guys have a wonderful evening.
Thank you very, very, very much, Michelle. Well, I'll count as that. I'm sure that that lady is going to find the answers that she's seeking for. We did very well with that, I feel, and you certainly did. We've got to take a break now, ladies and gentlemen, but we'll be back.
Everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
If you are one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and here is the amazing Countess Starello. Welcome back, Countess.
Hello, John. What a lovely evening. Aren't we fortunate? So many blessings.
We are indeed, and we've had a number of callers this evening, and if you would like to call in and speak to myself, John G. Sutton, direct, do call the following number, 1-800-930-2819, and you can speak to myself or the amazing Countess Starella. We were talking earlier about peak experiences, and as I said, a peak experience that I have, and I'm able to repeat this when I go through the Lake District, especially in the month of April, usually early April, when the flowers are out and blooming around the beautiful lakes, especially Grasmere and Ullswater, Buttermere, and Windermere, of course, which is a very famous big lake in the Lake District. And the poem that I read when I go there is this poem by William Wordsworth. It's called The Daffodils, and I'd like to read you that this evening. Let's see if you concentrate. Let's see if you can have a peak experience along with me, and let's travel to the Lake District in the English county of Cumbria. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, when on my couch I lie in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills, and dances with the daffodils. Such a jocund company, yeah? Do you know, Countess, I think I'm about to enable you to have a personal peak experience.
Oh, this sounds too good to be true.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Hey, sounds a bit like James Brown, doesn't it? Are you ready? I'm going to sing to you now. Oh, yeah, give it to him, Countess. Are you ready? I'm going to sing to you now. Take a time here. When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you all the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you all the way.
Taller than the tallest trees, that's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you all the way. Through the good or lean years, and for all the in-between years, come what may.
Who knows where the road may lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, It's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. Countess, all the way.
All the way.
Brilliant, Countess. You were brilliant, Countess. And I were rubbish again. We've got a caller on the line here. Is it possible to speak to Dawn?
Hey, John.
Dawn, thank you very much for calling in. You've phoned the show before, you have. I know that you have, yeah? And Dawn, I made some predictions for you in the past, have I not?
Yes, you have.
And tell me, Dawn, these predictions are starting to happen, are they not?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's be a bit enthusiastic about this, Dawn.
Yes, hey, I'm thinking of all the times I said, no, they have. I just, like, what might they have, actually. But my question tonight for you guys, you and Starella, is two things. One thing, actually, one question. When am I going to be able to sell my house, move forward with my... my friend Tom.
Well, it's going to happen. And you've got the house on the market. It's been on the market for a while now. Now, you live...
Yes.
You live somewhere near Queens, don't you?
No. I live in Long Island.
You live in Long Island. Okay. Why am I seeing something to do with Queens? It's New York. Do you go anywhere near Queens?
Well, yeah, my son used to live there, but I always pass Queens.
Do you? I just see a sign for Queens, you see. That's more why. I can only give you what I get, yeah? But I know that your house has been on the market for some time. You're starting to get viewers now, people coming around to look, and I feel that you should expect an offer on your house. But it will be an offer that you might say, well, this is not enough. You just had a viewing, Dawn.
Yes, I did.
And so you're starting to feel a little bit more positive, as if the market is picking up, because I do feel that the market is picking up. And Tom is getting closer. I told you in the past that Tom is going to take you out.
Yeah.
To me, he's going to take you out, and you're going to be
we
associating.
Haven't
said
that.
Yes.
Not yet.
It has not happened yet, no, but you've been going out with Tom. You've been seeing more of him. Tell me I'm right.
No, that's true.
Right, okay, because I know that my predictions are coming true.
No.
And I know that you're going to sell this house. I feel that you're not that far away. I feel it's July. We're in June now, so you'll start to get viewings and you'll start to get offers. Countess, if you'd like to have a quick word with the wonderful Dawn, please.
Dawn, it's so great to have you. Dear, you've been so brave and patient and... optimistic, and one must hold on to one's great dreams, as let me quote of Queen Elizabeth from long ago, hope until there is no hope left. You just wait and you're patient and you're orchestrating it in your mind so that you can get what you want. This has been a challenging road for you, but there's something intangible that's connecting you to the person, and he seems to think more often of you than he expresses in words. And if you can hold on to that, you'll have the strength that you need to see it through the rest of the way. It's just a matter of getting the things done that you need to do so that when he is available, you have time for him. And that does seem like part of the future, a great part of the future. Some beautiful things are worth waiting for. I wish you great luck with this, Dawn. John?
Yes, Dawn, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. Right, okay, Dawn. I know that that this man has got an interest in you that extends far beyond the purely physical, but he is a very physical lover man, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
There is a physical attraction, but he has a situation that he has to extricate himself from. I believe that he is in a situation that it has been deteriorating of late. Has he mentioned anything to you about this?
No, he won't say anything. I'm kind of questioning if it's ever going to happen, if he's ever going to get a divorce. I'm starting to question that.
Well, he is questioning it too, but because I feel that he feels that he's a little bit trapped in what we might call the materialistic world, yeah, that he's looking upon the financial aspects of divorce more than upon what it will release him to do and to spend his life and times with you. This isn't just purely lustful on his behalf. I feel that whilst he is a physical lover, he is also a gentleman, and he's been an official, hasn't he? He's been an official man.
Yeah, he has. He was a detective.
And he is used to being in charge, let me tell you that. He's used to making the decision. So, Dawn, you can't push him, yeah?
I'm not. That's why I don't ask. That's why I'm calling you.
Yeah, you can't push him. Just take my advice. Just go with the flow here. Enjoy some time with him. There will be more. You'll be going out for dinner with him. You're going to get closer and gradually closer. And you've been helping him, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Been helping him. You see, he's calling on you for assistance. He's calling on you for support. There's going to be emotional support as well as he deals with the situation that he's in. So if you want a time scale on this, I feel July for your house, and I feel we're going into August, September for this man to start to step clear of the situation that he's currently trapped in. But you've got, when he talks about materialistic matters, just say forget that. This life is not about material matters. This life is about emotional matters, and it's about love, and it's love that will conquer all. And you do love him, don't you, Dawn?
With all my heart.
You
with
do.
With all my heart.
And, you know, deep inside he knows that. You've called us before. You call me again in July here and tell me that the house has been sold and that you're taking a few steps closer. Thank you very much, Dawn.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have
love
a good night.
Dawn.
Hi, honey. There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. As nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Dave Blanchard, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you. It's a privilege to be with you. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The books are there. Today I Begin a New Life, The Observer's Chair. We have a brand new website, and with the new website, we are releasing the latest version of the Intentional Creation Assessment. This is an assessment unlike you've ever taken. It goes below the level of all of those things and measures how you think. It's the first time we've been able to identify with laser accuracy where our habits of thinking are serving us and where they may be sabotaging us. This is my labor of love, perfecting this axiological mathematical science that measures how we think. Write this down, office@augmandino.com, and just say, I would like a free code. And next week when it's released, I will have my office send you a free code to take the assessment. You ever feel like you're crashing into a glass wall? You ever felt that way? You just don't know what it is. When I send you the code, you take the assessment, you'll know.
Welcome back. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to speak direct to Countess Starella, you can get in touch with her on arenum.com. Countess Starella has a chat room there where she's fully resplendent in feathers, a bird on her shoulder, a guitar, and she's just waiting for you. So after the show, get onto arenum.com and have a word with the amazing Countess. That's right, Countess, isn't it?
Oh, yes, my home away from home, the magical world, the window to the stars, or Rainham, where I will entertain you and take the burdens off your shoulders and open up new vistas towards happiness and fulfillment.
Sounds about right, yeah. And you can speak to me there as well. I'm Psychic John G. on Arenum. Or you can contact me through my website, which is psychicworld.net. Or you can actually Google me and find out all the stuff I've done, which is loads of books and recordings, amazon.com. Have a look there. Type in John G. Sutton. A list of my books comes up there. And one book that I wrote quite recently, well, it was last year, was a book called I'm Not Mad, I'm Psychic, which is about a mystic called Wayne Isaacs, who had an unfortunate experience when he was young, when he was hearing voices. They actually diagnosed him as being bipolar or a form of schizophrenia. Do you know anything about that, Countess?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
This You've met often, Wayne, haven't you?
Well, yes. Wayne and I did a TV show for Ireland, of which you were a part, for TV3. One of those peak experiences, which
yes.
reverberates in my heart and mind, still, and I still get calls about how much people enjoyed it there. And I have seen these cases all through my life of brilliant, brilliant children being misdiagnosed just because they have spiritual powers and clarity. But fortunately, the times we live in, there is so much more to help these children express themselves so that they can be understood. But Wayne is a fascinating guy. I really love him.
Yeah, well, the book out there is called I'm Not Mad, I'm Psychic. It's about Wayne Isaacs. It's written by myself, John G. Sutton, and you can get that on Amazon.com. It's on a Kindle book. It's something like $3, $4, something like that, $5 perhaps. But we've been talking about peak experiences and actually making something out of your life by concentrating on it. And there's a very famous poem written by an American poet called Robert Frost that is one of my favorite poems that I feel highlights the fact that you should take some chances in life. This poem is called The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveller. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth, then took the other as just as fair and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for that the passing there had warned them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves, no step but trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I ever should come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere, ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood and I took the one less travelled by, and that has made all the difference. That makes all the difference. If you're listening, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, take the road less travelled by. Get yourself a peak experience, and peak experiences are proof that you are alive. If you're just going through the mundane practices of life, getting up in the morning, cleaning your teeth, having breakfast, and looking at life and thinking, well, what's all this about? Well, what it's about is your living. This is your life. Do something about it. And that's how psychics can help. That's how I often help. I have met many people that have come to me for readings, and I can see that they are going to do something very special. But they can only do something very special if they open their mind to the possibility that they can succeed. And the reason that people do not take chances is because they fear failure. Don't feel failure. Accept that you're going to be a success and go for it. What do you think, Countess?
I totally agree with you. Let us seize the day. Carpe diem. Let us make the most of our opportunities, boost our self-confidence into the stratosphere, hopefully surround ourselves with great people who encourage our advancement and our joyfulness. There are so many chances in a lifetime to achieve an incredible level of joy and success and happiness. What are you waiting for? It's your life. Are you coming? Are you going to show up and make this thing wonderful? Come on over.
Make it work. Make your life worthwhile. Do something different, yeah? I hear people saying, well, it might not work. Of course it might not work. Yeah? Of course it might not work. It wouldn't be any fun if it was a dead cert. People say to me, well, it's not very secure. Let me tell you this. There is a certain place that's very secure. It's got a lid and it screws down. It's called a coffin. You'll be perfectly secure in there. Nothing bad's going to happen to you in there. It's all gone. But in the meantime, don't you think you'd better get on with living your life? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you can phone in and speak to me direct. I am John G. Sutton. If you wonder if I've done anything with my life, Google me. You might be surprised. Have a look on YouTube, yeah? There's videos of me and you on YouTube, isn't there, of when we were on TV in Ireland?
Yes. Yeah.
There's videos on there of me going back 25 years when I was promoting and recording PJ Proby, the same guy that was recorded by Steve Rowland, who was our wonderful guest last week. Ladies and gentlemen, make a note of this number. You're going to ring in next week and speak to me or Countess. It's 1-800-930-2819. I'm John G. Sutton, and Countess is going to bid you all a wonderful good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow.
That I shall say good night till it be morrow. We love you, we're here for you, and we're looking forward to seeing you every single week.
Good night.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Sterola. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Sterola has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Sterola. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Sterola to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's DEERDEFENCE@gmail.com.